Has anyone ever told you that you always know the right thing to do? Or have you ever heard yourself saying, "I knew what the right thing to do was and I just didn't do it"? I think I always know what the right thing to do is if I'm willing to just ask myself the question and ask, what is the right thing to do right now? To ask it genuinely from the heart with wanting to know the honest answer. I spent a lot of time in my life knowing what the right thing to do was and doing something else. And it tended to be associated with the feeling of shame. Like, I would go to places I knew I shouldn't be there. It wasn't the right thing to do. It wasn't good for me or anyone else. And I'd just go do it anyway. I lived a life directed by my mind, where what I thought was what directed my actions. So if I had compulsive thinking, I would do compulsive behavior. And I often would ignore what my heart had to say. This was rough in dating because my heart would say no immediately upon meeting a girl sometimes, and my mind would say, "Well, it can't be no. You've already invested so much energy in this. You've got so excited about it. You can't be a no." The heart is how I want to live my life today. And I'm grateful that now I make my decisions based on what is the right thing to do instead of what my mind thinks. Today, I have a good example of this. So, my wife asked if I wanted to go to the market downtown with her this morning. And my mind had all of these seemingly reasonable objections. Things like, oh, I don't want to have to put sunscreen on, or it might be hot, or I might not like it, or I could do some videos like this right instead of going down there. So my mind had all these objections, and it's nice to see that my mind, as a default setting, does not ever want to do anything new. My mind wants to just do what it's done before, stay in the same safe routines, and even if it's something that could be a good thing, my mind generally will say no and find reasons to say no. So then what I did, I asked myself, what is the right thing to do? And the immediate answer I almost always get when I honestly ask this question from the heart, what is the right thing to do? The immediate obvious answer was the right thing to do was to go to the market. And so that's what I make my decisions off of today, is what is the right thing to do? And to me, the right thing to do, if you're kind of new at trying to figure it out, the right thing to do is kind of to put it in perspective over your whole life. So, if this was the last day my wife and I got to spend together, an unforeseen accident, illness, event, what would I have wanted to have done? Would I have wanted to stay at home by myself, making more videos online, and while my wife goes to the market by herself again? I hadn't been with her, but she'd been before. Or would I want to go spend that time with my wife and try something new? Well, obviously, if I was on my deathbed, I would want to be here today saying, yes, let's spend that time with my wife today. That's the right thing to do. If I was 15 years old again and just wanted to give anything to have a wonderful girl to be with, and I was looking at that question, I would say, of course you go to the market with her. You want to spend all day with her. So I try and get at the right thing to do by asking it honestly to myself, and it's more really to the universe. If you use the word God to God or Buddha or whatever word you use to describe a higher power, I try and ask, what is the right thing to do? I pray first thing in the morning to have a silent, peaceful mind so that I can be open to receiving the right thing to do, to receiving what I'm supposed to do, and then have the courage to actually go forward and do it. And so the courage comes into play when the mind puts up these seemingly rational objections. And this became obvious when I was dealing with my drinking problem. It was obvious that my mind just wanted to keep doing the same thing, even if it was destructive. I went to go get a massage for the first time. There was a massage envy right next to the liquor store. And my mind wanted to go to the liquor store because that's what it knew how to do. That's what it'd done before. And it was honestly scared to go try something new. And when I could see that honest fear in it, That's when my life became to get easier. That's when I stopped doing all my compulsive behaviors all the time and realized that my mind will generally be afraid when trying something new, and that's okay. It's okay. It's afraid because it doesn't know what to do. It doesn't know what the preset conditions are. It doesn't know all the scripted things to say. It doesn't know exactly what I'm supposed to do at this time and that time. And it's afraid something bad or something shameful could happen. And even in the face of doing something that has frequently produced problems, it would rather do that than try something new. So now that I know that, now that I am understanding of that, I can see that happening across the board in my life. And the way I can get around that is to just ask, what's the right thing to do? And not just the right thing for me, what's the right thing for me as a person integrated with everyone else? Because it's obvious to look at the liquor store and say, that's not the right thing to do. It hurts me, it hurts all the people around me, and it hurts the whole world generally a little bit. And so it's obvious then to put myself in the right situation. When I look at it, what's the right thing to do? The right thing is to spend time with my wife doing something she wants to do and face my fears that I might get a little sunburnt, which it doesn't look like I got sunburnt too bad, that I might be a little uncomfortable, I might not know what to do, or I might spend some money, which happened. That's okay. So that's helped me a lot. And I've been lucky to have some really bad problems, things like drinking, gambling, depression, bipolar. You can probably keep naming things, and I've probably struggled with them at some point. On some day of my life, you could have diagnosed me with it. If I hadn't had all those problems, I wouldn't have been so desperate to try and do better. Those problems have been my salvation. They've given me that desperation to do better. I see a lot of people in life who are doing pretty good, and they have the same old problems all the time because they're not that bad and there's not enough motivation from the bad of the problems to do any better. So I think by talking about all these things honestly, I think all of us can collectively do better even if we don't have a big cross to bear in our lives. And I make these videos with the intent to be talking to myself when I might need them later, or talking to myself when I could have used them in the past. I am grateful you are here watching this or listening to this with me today. And I hope looking at and getting to know how I work is useful for you in getting to see how you work. Because when I understand how I work, then I can work a different way. Or I can do something else. If I don't know myself, I am totally powerless over nearly everything. If I know myself, then I can change. I can be a better person. I can be more loving and compassionate. If I don't know myself, I'm powerless to do anything to serve the world. So I appreciate every minute you've spent here. And today, I pray that I can get to know myself. That I can honestly look at myself, my fears. That I can honestly ask myself what the right thing to do is and have the silence and peace to listen to the answer. I pray today that getting to know myself will be useful for you in getting to know yourself. And I'm thankful for every second you've spent here. And I appreciate you continuing to watch these or listen to these.